clarify the
Yeah, we are here outside the Westminster Cathedral. Here are some of the speakers.
Number one, we want to hear from other faith and trade union leaders on the message of solidarity and protection for migrants given by the Cardinal earlier. Apologies to our speakers in advance that we have a very limited time, so their speaking time is limited to about 2 minutes. The second thing we want to do is honour significant employers in London who have agreed to pay a living wage throughout their contract chain. The third thing, launch the London Citizens Workers Association and encourage individuals to join. And the last thing is to broaden the living wage campaign to include London's major hotels, including the Hilton Group in particular. Does that agenda have your consent?
Yes.
Okay. Let me begin first by introducing our first faith speaker, who has, of course, has a very busy schedule, and I have access to some of his schedule, so I know how busy that is. So we're very grateful to welcome the Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, Sir Iqbal Sakrani.
In the name of God Almighty, the Most Kind, Most Merciful, I'm delighted to say that the Muslim Council of Britain is fully supportive of the initiative that has been taken by the London Citizen Network and, of course, the Citizen Organizing Foundation. Friends, today is indeed a great occasion. We are, of course, grateful to God Almighty that the rain that was expected this morning has been postponed for about an hour or so. And, of course, the reason for that has not really been mentioned to you, but half an hour ago, there were a few prayers said inside. And God Almighty said, fine, it's for a good cause that you're going to get together, and we're sure that the delay is delayed a bit longer. Anyhow, we need the support of God Almighty in our work and in our endeavors. And this is what is really quite important. People of faith and no faith have all got together here for a wonderful purpose. And the purpose is that we have human beings around different parts of the world and in the UK who are prepared to put their time to earn a living. A living which is only fair and just. But it is also important that these people are rewarded in a fair and a just manner. Let me quote you a saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, where he said, pay the worker his wage before his sweat dries. This is an eternal directive of the beloved Prophet of Islam to Muslims and to mankind. Though issued in the 7th century, it remains compulsory today as it was then. The right to a just wage is a fundamental human right. It must be upheld and guarded by people of faith and no faith in every age and every society. No society, however rich or poor, can progress and enjoy stability without justice for its workers. The Muslim Council of Britain salutes the Citizen Organizing Foundation and the London Citizen Network for organizing this important event. We stand with you, rank and file, in this all-embracing show of solidarity with migrants and workers from all different parts of the world. Our numbers today are not important, neither is the grandeur of the event. What matters most of all is that we continue along this path to ensure justice and prosperity for all workers. As our Prophet said, God does not judge you according to your appearance and your wealth, but he looks at your heart and looks at your deeds. Once again, it's been a pleasure being here. Let's hope and pray that it becomes a great success. Thank you all.